Welcome to the deep dive. You've sent us a really interesting document all about using Regulation S to fund U.S. commercial real estate deals. So imagine you're looking to buy an office building, maybe develop apartments, and you need capital. But, you know, the usual U.S. funding route, it's complex, it's expensive.
It really can be, yeah.
So this deep dive, it's about this specific export-only lane, a way to tap into global money, investors outside the U.S.
Exactly, a vast pool, really.
Right. So our mission today, unpack this tool, look at the big pluses, and also the, well, the crucial responsibilities involved.
Absolutely critical to understand both sides.
Okay, so let's dive in. What exactly is Regulation S, or Reg S? What's its main job for U.S. commercial real estate? It almost sounds like a shortcut.
Well, it is efficient, but maybe not quite a shortcut. It's technically an SEC rule, Rule 903 specifically.
Okay.
Think of it like creating that export-only highway, as you said. It lets U.S. companies sell equity stakes to non-U.S. citizens and residents.
Without the full SEC registration.
Correct. Without that full, often very lengthy and costly SEC registration process you'd normally face selling domestically. Provided you follow the rules carefully, of course.
And the big advantage there is?
Access. Unparalleled access to global capital. We're talking foreign pension funds, family offices in Europe, Asia, high net worth individuals.
People actively looking for U.S. property.
Exactly. They want the stability, the returns that U.S. real estate, especially commercial, can offer.
That seems like a potential game changer. Does it also speed things up? Real estate deals need to move fast.
Absolutely. That's a major draw. Full SEC registration can drag on for months. Reg S offers a, well, a significantly more efficient path to get those foreign equity partners committed and close the deal faster.
Okay, speed and access. What are the paperwork? If it's not the standard SEC prospectus, what are developers using?
It's different, yeah. You'll typically use what's called a private placement memorandum, or PPM.
A PPM. Is it less detailed?
Oh, no, not necessarily less detailed, just structured differently. Mm. It's still very comprehensive. Has to be. You'll cover property specifics, the pro forma financials, your projections, market analysis, tenant info, and definitely the risk factors. But it allows for more flexibility than the rigid SEC format.
Okay, that makes sense. So the upside seems pretty clear. Faster access to a world of capital, but it sounds maybe a bit too good to be true. What are the catches? The hurdles or hidden complexities.
Right. It's powerful, but definitely not simple. Mm. First off, you're dealing with foreign markets. That means different languages, potentially different cultural approaches to business.
Negotiations could get tricky.
They can, yeah. Plus different regulations in their home country sometimes. And these investors, they often have really high expectations for reporting. They want constant updates.
That's interesting, the higher scrutiny. You might think fewer SEC rules means less oversight.
It's a common misconception. But sophisticated international investors. Okay. They conduct rigorous due diligence. They'll dig deep into you, your team's track record, the property itself, your financial assumptions.
They're really kicking the tires.
Very much so. And a big question for them is always liquidity. How do they get their money out eventually?
Ah, right. So what about selling their stake? Can they just sell it easily?
That's a key restriction. Equity sold under Reg S is considered restricted securities.
Meaning
investors can't easily resell them, particularly not back into the U.S. market for a certain period. There's a lockup, often a year. This lack of a quick exit, that can be a major drawback for some investors.
Okay, a lockup period. What else?
Another complexity. If you're raising money from both U.S. investors, maybe under Regulation D, another exemption.
Right, the common one for domestic raises.
Exactly. If you're doing that and raising from foreign investors under Reg S simultaneously, you need really careful legal planning.
What?
To avoid what the SEC calls integration. Basically, the risk is the SEC treats both offerings as one single offering, which could blow your exemptions and jeopardize the whole fundraise. Needs careful structuring.
Okay, so legal coordination is key there. Now, let's shift to after the deal is funded. Day-to-day operations. Are there ongoing SEC filings with Reg S?
That's actually a key benefit. Generally, no ongoing SEC filing requirements for the offering itself, unlike, say, a Reg E offering, which requires filing a Form D.
So less SEC paperwork ongoing.
For the offering, yes.
Yeah.
But the operational details, especially for real estate deals involving distributions, become really critical.
How so?
It mostly boils down to taxes, specifically FRPTA.
CARPTA.
The Foreign Investment in Real Property Tax Act. This is crucial. As the U.S. sponsor, you become a withholding agent.
A withholding agent, meaning?
Meaning you are legally required to withhold a percentage of the distributions, the profits you're paying out, that are due to your foreign investors. And you have to pay that withheld amount directly to the IRS on their behalf.
So you're prepaying their U.S. taxes for them?
Essentially, yes.
Right.
The IRS wants to make sure it gets its cut from foreign gains on U.S. property, and they put the burden on the U.S. sponsor. Get this wrong, and the penalties can be significant.
Wow, okay. That's a major responsibility. What else on the operational side?
You're also responsible for providing those foreign investors with the right U.S. tax forms each year. Usually it's Form 1042-S. That reports their income and the tax you withheld. Plus, regular performance reports, quarterly financials, rent roll updates, that kind of thing. Communication is key.
Right. So this deep dive really shows that Regis, it's a powerful tool for commercial real estate sponsors, opens doors to global capital, potentially speeds things up.
Definitely. Big advantages.
But as we've laid out, those benefits come packaged with some serious operational duties, especially around tax. It's definitely not something to try DIY.
Absolutely not. You need experienced legal counsel, tax advisors who know both securities law and international tax. It's specialized stuff.
No question. So thinking about all this, how does understanding these global funding paths change how you see the connection between big international money flows and, well, the local buildings down the street? Something to think about long after this deep dive.